Blue state squatters, namely New York. New York squatters seem to be the worst. They are being put on notice with an aggressive law and order bill. People are getting killed. It's true. It's true. That is happening in New York, and it's happening elsewhere as well. So we've got this pressure on the whole squatter system. You got, you know, illegal immigrants just popping off with, come to America and squat with me. I mean, in real time, we've had that happen. Now we're getting a little bit of pushback, just a little bit of pushback. Let's get into it. Here we go. Here's a video that I'm going to play for you. That is not my primary article, but it's a really interesting side note here. This guy brings up a really interesting point, and this all works together. The whole squatter thing has just become kind of out of control. Out of control because people know they can get away with it, right? Here we go.
Association, and I also opened up squatterhunters.com, where we help people that need to get their squatters out. Squatters are criminals. By nature, squatters are criminals. Even though squatting is typically someone who is taking advantage of a system that allows them to, even though, you know, we have criminal squatters, we have masses of people coming into this country. Even though we don't have maybe the resources to handle the people that we have living on the streets today here on our own, we have masses coming in. They're going to be looking for places to live. And if we don't have the housing for them, if they're coming in with no money, they can't rent the traditional way, it's only going to be a matter of time before they find out that you can move into a vacant house, and sometimes even a house that was only vacant for a week or two and the homeowner went on vacation, and there's no fine, there's no penalty. What's the negative for these people to then start taking over these houses? When they start finding this out, our squatter situation is going to go beyond control.
You might say that's an over-exaggeration, but think about the numbers themselves. 11 million people, and it takes how long for these folks to get a job, to get work authorization? I mean, they're competing for number one, jobs, entry-level jobs, and number two, housing. We've already had a housing crisis going into this whole debacle, coming out of the Great Recession, right? We've had a housing crisis this whole time. No, not enough supply. Not enough supply. People, we just need some more affordable housing. We do, but we need a ton more of it. It's not going to come into the system anytime soon. It's just not happening. Not building fast enough, and not enough people are putting their homes on the markets to have that normal turnover. We just got massive, massive shortage. So we need laws like this. So let's get into it. Let's go like that. And how's that look? Good. New York Republican lawmaker is railing against the state's squatting epidemic with a bill that would allow police to immediately evict squatters while ushering law and order back into the Democratic-run state, he said. This is a Republican. This probably isn't going to go anywhere. The Democrats are going to go, no, what about the tenants' rights? What about the tenants? Now, that's how you got here in the first place. This whole thing that everything has just shifted too far to the left. Everything. It's just, we're living in the down under. It's like, what? Where's all the reasonable people? What happened to the people with common sense? Not much of that, is there? We need to make sure that we fix this huge epidemic right now, and it's coming more and more and more. Republican State Senator Mario Matera, who represents the 2nd Senate District in Long Island, he told Fox News Digital in a Zoom interview this week. New York, most notably in New York City, has been rocked by repeated instances of squatting cases, including a handful that have turned violent and even murderous. Literally, people are losing their lives over this. We got to protect the squatters' rights. Matera pointed to one man on Long Island in 2021, plumber Thomas Buckelman, who was brutally beaten with a baseball bat by a squatter when he was hired to winterize a building in Blue Point. Guy goes over and he's just gonna turn off the water. He's gonna dump the water out from the hot water tank. He's gonna, you know, drain all the faucets, all that good stuff, maybe turn off water to the fridge, whatever. He gets beaten in the head with a baseball bat by a squatter. Not good. Buckelman was left with three fractures to his skull and blood on his brain and told local media at the time he believed he was going to die. When you take enough whacks to the head with a baseball bat, the guy's lucky to be alive. Last month, another woman died when she allegedly walked into her deceased mother's New York City apartment and discovered squatters. The squatters were arrested in Pennsylvania after allegedly stealing the dead woman's Lexus and stuffing her body in a duffel bag. Yeah. Could you imagine? Her kids, I think it was her son, came and found her. Unlocked the, couldn't get a hold of his mom. Mom had gone to check on her mom's unit in New York City, apartment, condo, whatever it is. And got inside, was walking all through, was getting ready to walk out. And I think it was a foot was sticking out of a duffel bag. Oh man, could you imagine finding one of your parents that way? I mean, just absolutely mind-blowing. And it was a squatter. It was a squatter. Crazy stuff going on. Here's that guy that got whacked in the... Look at this guy. That guy took a beat down. He is lucky. Look at that big scar on his head. Ugh, that's going to leave a mark. We need to fix this now so we can stop the bleeding. The bleeding needs to stop. People are getting hurt. People are getting killed. And what are we going to do about it? Guess what? My bill gives the tools to all law enforcement to do their job, Matera said. There's going to be a bunch of jokers in this district. They'd be like, oh, no, we can't have that. We can't have law and order. That's racist. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll just keep going with what we got. That's a lot of the pushback that's happening right now. We're experiencing that here in Seattle. We've got a great case here in Bellevue. And by Seattle, I mean, you know, the greater metropolitan area. We've got Jimmy, the homeowner, with Dirty Sang Kim. I say Dirty Sang Kim because there's a sign at the protest that said Dirty Sang Kim. I just roll with that. I go with that. The guy's dirty because he's doing the landlord Jimmy dirty, not paying. He's been paid $88,400 by an NGO, and he's still not leaving. He's not leaving. Jimmy hasn't got the money. Landlord hasn't got the money yet. But we've got this going, and it's my understanding that every time Jimmy brings up what's going on with his case, because it's gotten some national attention, it's got some worldwide attention, made it into the Daily Mail. People here in Seattle say, you're not helping your cause any. You're really doing yourself a disservice by making this well known. I think that's what you got to do. You got to put the screws to these people that are literally screwing other people financially. Crazy. Matera introduced a four-part bill package this last month, including Senate Bill 8867, which would notably allow police to immediately evict a suspected squatter based on the legal homeowner's sworn testimony complaint. Is that going to work? Is that going to work? I mean, it seems like any time somebody throws a bill up that allows the police to do their job, it just gets, that's not going to work. It's racist. And I'm throwing out the racism thing because that seems to be a catch-all for everything, right? Catch-all for everything. Did you guys see, I'm not covering it today, did you guys see that they're going to bring to, I think it was Europe, they're going to bring an updated version of the board game Scrabble that's easier, less competitive, and more inclusive. More inclusive. Yeah. Yeah. We are literally living in the down under. Just everything's backwards day, right? Just by the complaint, calling police officers, prove that you are ownership of that home and you have the attesting to certain facts can immediately cause a squatter or other unauthorized persons to be evicted from residential property by a police officer on the spot without court intervention, Matera explained. The problem I have is that when you have to get the police involved and it appears like it's a civil matter and you can't prove they're a squatter, that's when things just get really sticky, don't they? Because the cops don't want to get involved. They're like, go handle it in the court. And I get it. It's not, you know, it's not their duty to do that. But if you've got to basically decide who's a squatter and who's not, and that's where it gets really murky, because so many of these cases are holdouts. They're people who paid, in the instance of Jimmy with Dirty Sang Kim, Jimmy was paid 1 month's worth of rent. And then Dirty Sang Kim started doing him dirty and just stopped paying. stop paying. And then there's, he's been paid all this money, literally thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. And he's not leaving. And he, they make $408,000 between he and his wife a year. I'm having some trouble getting a job. Well, your wife makes 200K. Figure it out or move. You know what I mean? It's just like, what are people doing? They're squatting. They're squatting. The bill is styled after a bill in Florida that Republican Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed. We talked about that. Florida and Texas do it right. And other states are starting to figure it out and go, oh, look at them. They don't have as many problems on this issue as we do. Let's do what they do. So Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed into law that eliminates the squatter scam. I loved when he was speaking about the issue. He had a big sign that said, stop the squatter scam, I think it was. End the squatter scam. It's like, that's so great. Be great to have a governor. My governor wouldn't do that because he's far too concerned about protecting the squatter's rights. Matera lauded Florida and DeSantis for the bill's passage and called on Democrats in New York to rally around his bill as Democrats did in Florida. This has been a bipartisan issue. And even at the protests, there's, we had a Democrat representative from city of Redmond, Microsoft. And he was like, hey, you know, I agree with a lot of what's being said here, not everything. But it's an issue where both sides of the aisle are getting their homes squatted on. So it's like one thing that can be agreed upon. But then you get down to the actual voting on these bills and whatnot. And there's just too many Looney Tunes in these big, big blue cities to make a go of it. Ah, no, the squatters need to be covered. We got to cover. Who's gonna, the whole thing is, it's just stupid, right? Somebody is trespassing on a house, jerk him out, put him on the, kick him to the curb, kick him to the street. I don't care. Get him out of there. You know what I mean? Grab him by the scruff of the neck and just, burp. Oh, we can't do that. It's physical violence. You've touched somebody. Yeah. You know, the American dream, just think about it. Life, liberty, and property. The American dream, and you know what, is shattered by bad laws of the land of New York State. It's not just New York State. My state, Washington, Oregon's got some horrific ones. California, it's just, yeah, it's people thinking, oh, we gotta protect these people. Yeah, and it just goes sideways. This is a great law. Governor Ron DeSantis signed it. It was a bipartisan law. He signed it into law effective July 1st of 2024. He said, adding that he would love to see DeSantis as former President Trump's 2024 running mate. Yeah, I don't think that's happening, right? Under New York law, people can claim squatters' rights after occupying a property for 10 years or more. Under New York law, city law, however, squatters can claim rights to a property after living there just 30 days. And in some jurisdictions, it's 10 days. It's 10 days. It's like, I mean, you go on a decent vacation and you leave and come back. One of the things I was looking at on Nextdoor, Nextdoor has become just, it's your community kind of website with notifications. Half the notifications I see are just flat wrong or people just getting really worked up over something that can be easily explained, right? I mean, it's Nextdoor. So, but one of the things was, hey, you know what? When you go on vacation, don't do that thing on Instagram where you post a picture of the plane ride that you're taking to get the heck out of Dodge. Because that kind of tells people for at least, you know, that trip. And then you post all your stuff where you are. That gives people, you know, squatters, people that have ill intentions for your real estate, gives them the idea, oh, you're gone. Hey, he's still there. Yeah, he's posting on Instagram. What a dumbass. Let's go squat in his house. Yeah. And that's what they're basically, they, whoever that is, the authorities, you know, at the end of all these articles, when police make the recommendations, you know, in order to not get your car broken into, park it in your garage. Yeah, that's smart. But if you don't have one, keep it in a well-lit area. Well, what if you're renting and you just can't throw up lights? It's always one of those deals, right? In many cases, squatters move into empty homes that are on the market or the homes of recently deceased people. It's smart. It's smart. The property is in flex. It's like, who are you? You know, nobody seems to mind. Somebody is moving on in. They either fly under the radar for 30 days in New York City to claim squatters' rights or produce fraudulent documentation that they are on a lease for the property. Such crimes are considered civil cases, meaning legal homeowners spend months in court and often thousands of dollars in legal fees to legally evict the squatters. But the case with Jimmy and Dirty Sang Kim, you know, maybe Jimmy gets his $88,000 that the NGO has given the tenant, the squatter. Maybe he gives them, maybe that money finally gets to the landlord. What about all the attorney's fees that are involved? Jimmy spent like 20 or 30K on trying to get this deadbeat out. And this deadbeat has done it before. That's the big thing. These people do it. These are serial squatters. I had a conversation with one of my Summit brokers yesterday, I think it was, with maybe it's the day before. Today's Thursday. It was probably yesterday. And, you know, serial squatter had moved into a home. And then you got to figure out strategy for getting that person out. Because we kind of found this out last minute. And it's like, all right, we need this person out. And, oh, they've done it a bunch of other times. Not good. You are now dealing with a Pacific Heights movie from the 1980s. You're dealing with that scenario. They hunker down and they can do nasty stuff and they get away with it. Savvy criminals have apparently exploited the laws, with Materia pointing to a case unfolding in Queens where a suspected squatter showed proof of rights to a home by presenting an Uber Eats receipt from Burger Joint Shack for $25.27, ostensibly to show that they lived on the property as it had the address. That one, to me, that's a massive, massive stretch. Here's a receipt. They delivered it to me. That mean you own the home? You have a lease that you could provide to me? Oh, no. No, but here's my Shake Shack. Who is getting Uber Eats Shake Shack? I mean, the whole thing. Yeah. Anyway, right? A married couple invested in a home in Queens, Jamaica, Queens several years ago. Now they're forced to go to court right now, he said. An alleged squatter hired an attorney. There it is. Imagine this squatter hired an attorney. And there they are. They have a burger chain, a burger chain receipt that says that that's the proof that they live in that house. Yeah. Imagine going with that. It's so bad. What if their attorney was the dude, I'm sorry, she goes by Stephanie, that was representing the rioters who interrupted the Seattle City Council meeting? What if Stephanie was their attorney? If you're not familiar with that, it's on this channel, and the title of that one was, oh man, they're being charged or something, Seattle rioters. You probably saw it. By a burger shack giving them a receipt with the address on it when they delivered it. That's the guy's, that's the squatter's proof. That's literally what they're going with, because they know the law is on their side. They don't really have to do much other than, we're squatters. We've lived there for 10 days. We lived there for whatever. And as long as they, you know, throw something out there, the police are going to go, I don't know. I mean, the police aren't sitting outside the house, you know, clocking in every day that they're there or they're not there. They have no idea, right? So they're just going to go, all right, this is a civil matter. Next. This is serious. My bill is very, again, aggressive bill. It gives the tools to our police officers to do their job. Though aggressive against squatting, Matera said the legislative package also provides protection for individuals wrongfully removed from a property, including potential triple damages, restoration of possession, and attorney's fees for the aggrieved party, his office explained in a press release last week. How's that going to work? I'd like to see the details on that. Because you can't have it both ways, right? All right, protect them. No, don't protect them. I think what we're talking about is we are talking about serial squatters. We're talking about people that, you know, have no lease, have nothing. I mean, the Shake Shack receipt, I actually think that's pretty genius. Because who in their right mind would provide that as your proof? You got any proof? Oh, yeah. Shake Shack receipt. Uber Eats delivered it. What? Okay. I mean, what are you going to do? Cop gets an Uber Eats receipt. It's been torn off of the bag. You know how they do that. I have not ordered DoorDash. DoorDash was my go-to. I have not ordered DoorDash since Seattle City Council and their geniusness bumped up the minimum wage for the drivers, and all the Uber Eats and those third-party delivery companies threw in a big fee. And I'm like, nope, out, done, not doing that. Plus, it's just not healthy food, right? The package would also redefine the definition of occupant to exclude squatters. Good. That needs to happen. And trespassers. It would exclude squatters and trespassers from the current squatter-friendly remedy for self-help evictions. It is. We are in a squatter-friendly environment, aren't we? How did we get here? When did all of this just change, right? It used to be, you know, everybody treated it like Texas. All right, don't have a lease. Get the F out. We're just going to drive you out. No cops involved. Just none. It would just be get out, leave, or we're just going to beat you senseless and nobody's going to care. And you're going to have to bleed out on the street. Now we've got all these, you got to take care of people. They're a privileged group and just a bunch of nonsense. Yeah. How about this story? LA squatters take luxury Hollywood Hills mansion, rent rooms to OnlyFans models. Remember that one? That was a multi-million dollar home. That was a big squat. And that one, that was very enterprising squatters. They didn't have a lease. They didn't have anything. They didn't have jack. And it's California. So they got in there and they just. Matera said the explosion of squatting cases in New York comes after a series of bad laws. Imagine that. New York City, bad laws. New York State. Interesting, right? In the state that have emboldened criminals, including cashless bail. It's allowed repeat offenders to return to the streets after certain arrests. That's what you got going on. And in the second article here, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this goes on to basically outline, you know, we have masses coming in. I'll read parts of it. We have masses coming in. They're going to be looking for places to live. We're talking about illegal aliens. We're talking about criminal aliens. And if we don't have the housing for them, which we don't, because we don't have the housing for our own, you know, homeless folks here. If they're coming in with no money, they can't rent the traditional way. Yeah. And we had that that kid named Moreno with his daughter and his wife, and he's being deported by ICE right now. At least he's in custody. He missed his ICE hearing, or his immigration hearing, but he's been in the country a bunch of years. He's got 500,000 followers on, was it TikTok? Yeah, it was TikTok. And he basically, you know, got famous for coming right out and telling people, immigrants, that if you squat in a house for long enough, it'll be yours. Just giving a whole bunch of squatting disinformation. But if you're coming from another country, you don't know the United States laws. And what do you got to lose? You're not going to get deported, are you? You're not going to get deported. There's a whole bunch of laws happening right now. New York City is the main one, where Eric Adams, the genius mayor there, he's got a background in law enforcement. He's a former cop, right? So he's like, all right, yeah, we need to start working with ICE to get some of these criminal aliens that have committed violent acts. We need to be able to deport them. It's like, oh, yeah, you're fine. You're a cop and you get it. But so many of these other, you know, states and cities and counties and entities, they don't want to interact. They don't want their law enforcement to interact with ICE, with immigrations, customs, and the last one, right? They don't want them to interact because somehow, you know, our federal authority on immigration is racist or whatever. You know, it's that, oh no, we don't want to support the police. But now you've got illegal immigrants coming in, committing acts of violence. And then all of a sudden, yeah, we need to switch that around. We need to flip flop that because this isn't working. It's not working on my watch. Eric Adams, he flip flops on stuff so hard. Whatever makes sense at the time. Some of his stuff I'm okay with. Most of it I'm not. And it's because, yeah, we're virtue signaling big blue city. And until they're not, right? They also, Eric Adams wants to change the way that housing in New York City, come to New York City, you don't have a house, they're obligated by law to put a roof over your head. He wants to switch that up. He wants to change up some of the law there because it's not working out all that well. Yeah, he doesn't have the finances to commit to all that. So squatter and tenants' rights vary across the country, with some states providing protection for non-paying individuals. Most of them don't. What are we going to, here's the big key point I wanted to talk about. What are we going to do later when we have a million people squatting in this country? You might say that's ridiculous. You've got 10, 11 million illegal immigrants in the country already. Known. That's been a number that's been thrown out by Customs and Border Protection. I mean, by entities in place that are supposed to be, you know, protecting the borders, but they're just not. We got 9-10 million. So a tenth of that, 10%, are going to turn to squatting. I mean, that's not inconceivable. That's not outside of the realms of reasonable, is it? Shenanigans, I say. You've got shenanigans coming down the road. When not only do we have a border issue that we haven't even to figure out, but now we have people that are being mentally, financially, physically messed with because they've lost their home to all these people. Is that a reality? Even if it's 500,000 of these illegal aliens turn into squatters, that's a massive problem. Massive problem. Because right now the media can kind of cover the big, you know, big issues of squatting going on. Because it's good story, it's good news, because there's this whole, oh, you got to protect the squatters. What's really interesting here in Seattle, we're such a blue city. It's silly. It's silly how blue we are. But you know, all of this focus has been put on this one case here in Bellevue with Jimmy and Dirty San Kim. And most of the rest of media is, they don't want to cover it because their viewership is decidedly liberal. And liberals just want to give everything away to everybody and make everybody happy, you know, without understanding, hey, there's a budget involved here. Plus, it could be your house next. So that's why I think the squatter issue is a little bit more bipartisan, because there's even some Democrats out there that have rental properties. Yeah, and it might happen to them. So that's when it becomes just this reality. But the news story here in Bellevue in Seattle, most of the liberal and most of the mainstream media don't want to cover it, because it's one of those situations where it's like, oh yeah, the landlord is protesting. No pay, no stay is the chant, right? No pay, no stay. And, oh, we can't have that. Oh, that's not a good look. That's terrible. Jimmy, you're not helping your case. Oh, I think he is. Whether or not he actually gets action, that's the big kicker. You can protest all day long, do all these things. Does it really get you the action that you need in a blue state like the state of Washington, where people are like, oh, you just need to use the court system? Well, he has, and he spent between 20 and 30K in attorney's fees. So how's that working out? And the guy and his wife and his four kids are still not out. I mean, what a louse. I mean, that guy's just a louse. Tried to pull a protection order on Jimmy because his kids were being bullied at the bus stop. Okay, yeah, that's because you're a deadbeat. Deadbeats, you know, sometimes have nasty things said about them that are true. Sorry if that hurts your feelings there, Dirty San Kim. But whatever. Regardless of how you feel politically or morally about the situation, put that aside and just think about the masses, Shelton added. Numbers, sheer numbers alone, right? You're talking 11 million people, 10 million people, certain percentage, go to that whole squatting thing, because what do they have to lose? They're not going to get deported. Maybe it, you know, monkeys up their asylum case just a little bit. But there's got to be a certain percentage. You just say, F it, I'm tired of living in a tent. Well, let's go there. Let's go there and squat. I think that is a reality. Is it a probability? Certain percentage certainly will be a probability, right? Nearly 7.3 million migrants have crossed into the U.S. illegally since the start of 2021. Texas has sent over 100,000 migrants to major cities. Big Apple spent $1.45 billion in fiscal 2023 on migrant costs. And they expect to spend $9.1 billion housing migrants in 2024 and 2025. I mean, this thing has just been an absolute debacle. And I think, you know, the squatting thing has kind of come up as a result of this whole thought that, you know, we've got to cover these people. And landlords have not been a protected group. They have been an exploited group from the standpoint of, you know, eviction moratoriums during the pandemic. That's just crazy. That's crazy talk. I understand people are losing their jobs. That's kind of how it goes, though. When you shut down the economy and businesses aren't allowed to operate, That's kind of collateral damage. You still got to pay. If you can't pay, you got to go. I mean, it's hardcore. And that's why you don't shut down the economy over the flu. Yeah. All right. There was a news story that I was looking at when Rand Paul was talking about how governmental entities, basically as early back as 2018, they were all aware of the origins of the coronavirus. I haven't seen much coverage on that. I'd looked into it to see what's this got going on. But Rand Paul is consistently, he's a Republican from Kentucky, right? He's consistently just been up Fauci's backside because he believes that Fauci, and I believe Fauci has massive liability as well. Will we ever get to the bottom of it? Who knows? Who knows? It's like getting squatters out. Who knows when that's going to happen? You just don't know, right? Court date might happen. It might not. Judge might say yes. Judge might not say whatever. Crazy. That's it for me on this one. Love to have you subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We're dropping two videos Monday through Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Love to have you get that content. Again, thanks for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.